former Panther Mike Rucker's joining us. What's going on, Mike?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Man, we're doing awesome. All right, let's get right to it. Panthers last year, 7-8-1, win the division. That can't happen 2 years in a row with that bad a record. What do we look for out of the Panthers this year? I already heard Vegas is saying 8.5 is the over-under on their wins.
You know, what I think is that you're going to get, some guys coming back that are going to be healthy. I mean, when you look at the Panthers, you know, they didn't have their running attack. Jonathan Stewart, he was their leading rusher, but he was nicked up a couple of games. You had some other guys that were hurt. So I think that they're going to definitely be north of 500. I say, somewhere around, 9-10 plus wins. I think that if everybody can stay healthy, that number can go vertical off of that number.
So we can take the over on your word.
I definitely think the over. When you look at this division, last year was the first time that a team has went back-to-back wins in the division. And so I think that they are able to, once they got that monkey off their back, when you look at Atlanta, new head coach. When you look at Tampa, rookie quarterback. When you look at the Saints, they got Drew Brees and Sean Payton, but they've lost a lot of guys. So when you look at a team that's still complete, you look at the Carolina Panthers, they didn't lose any big chess pieces. So that's why I give them the edge.
So you're saying 9 or 10, and that's enough to win the division?
Absolutely, and that number can go north depending on health.
Man, that is like being the best-looking person at my family reunion. Not good. Hey, you've been broadcasting the preseason. You did some of the warm-up preview. You did the first game. You're going to do this Dolphins game this weekend. Hey, you've been paying attention to this team very closely throughout camp. I'm always curious when we start to look at making cuts and things like that. In your estimation, I mean, are there positions where the Panthers are particularly deep right now and might have some guys they can throw out as trade bait? And on the other end of it, are there places that we're one hamstring away from having problems?
Well, I think that the wide receiver core, I think, is a really deep position. You know, in talking to Coach Ron Rivera last week, he talked about this is probably the deepest position of wide receiver that he's ever seen, that he's ever had as a coach, which is really good. The problem is I don't think there's going to be any trade baits out there. I think that it's going to come down to maybe letting some guys go that normally would have been on your roster. When you look at the wide receiver position, you're fairly young and you got a lot of speed. So I think that's a position to watch because there's going to be a lot of competition there.
All right, you threw out some of the other teams, Atlanta, new coaches, Tampa Bay, with all the new stuff they got going on, maybe a new quarterback, Jameis Winston, we'll see. New Orleans, would you consider them the threat to the top of the division for the Panthers? And are they going to have to win both games against the Saints, or is a split going to be good enough?
I think that when you look at the Saints, they're definitely the ones I think they're going to really push. I think when you look at them, yes, they lost Jimmy Graham. They lost some key guys on their defensive squad. But they've got some running backs, and they got Drew Brees, and they got Sean Payton. I think when you have those two guys are kind of like the NFC combo as, New England and Belichick have been in the past. They're two really good coaches. I mean, they're a really good coach and a really good quarterback there. So I think just that combo makes them a threat. But at the end of the day, you have to have a well-balanced team. And I think the Panthers are more of a balanced team than anybody else in this division. You got a defense that has been a top 10 defense. Now you got an offense that has Kelvin Benjamin. You've got Olsen. You've got a running group, and you got Cam Newton. And then you got the Devin as the rookie, and you got Kevin Ginn running the top off of defense with his speed. So when you look at a balanced team, it's the Carolina Panthers.
Well, we're talking to Mike Rucker, Panthers legend and friend of the show. I'm looking at their out-of-division schedule. And, okay, they've got the Jaguars. I'm trying to get them to 10 wins here. They got the Jags. Then they've got the Texans. Yo. We got the Seahawks, the Eagles, the Colts, the Packers, the Titans, the Redskins, the Cowboys, and the Giants.
Yep.
Where are they going to get 10 wins? I mean, I'm excited. I'm going to Vegas tonight, and I'm taking the over on your word. So now help me get to 10 wins.
Absolutely. I don't have the schedule in front of me, but I do have them knocking off Seattle. Most people would say Seattle the last couple of years. But when you look at the head-to-head competition with the Carolina Panthers, they have dominated the game at home. The last few years, their game has been at home, and there's been like one turnover or something late in the game that has given the win to Seattle. So I am going to give them the edge. I say that they find a way this year to get Seattle. That's a win that a lot of people probably won't have for the Carolina Panthers. So that's one in that category. When you look at the Redskins, I feel like this team could beat the Redskins. So that would, now the tough ones are going to be in Indianapolis. The tough ones are going to be, Green Bay
and the Texans.
It's going to be tough. With the Giants. I'm not saying that they cannot win those games. I'm just saying those are going to be tough ones. I think that's how I'm going to get to 10 wins. Nine and 10 wins.
All right. I love the bold prediction of a win over the Seahawks. Are you then willing to say that the Seahawks won't be in the Super Bowl again?
You know what? I think that sometimes when you at a young age, you get early success, which I think the Seahawks have had in the last few years. I think that other teams are getting better. Now, they've had to drop some money in some guys in the last couple of years. Russell Wilson, they were able to take advantage of his rookie contract. And they were able to keep a lot of good players because of that. Now he's got his big contract. So now all of a sudden, now they come down to more of a normal team. And so now they got to start letting guys go. Now they got to start shuffling their roster. And now I think that they get knocked out. I think they're in the playoffs. But I don't think they go to the Super Bowl this year.
All right, well, their opponent, who they lost to in last year's Super Bowl, they've been in the news a little bit this year in the offseason. And I don't know, Mike, it's just you and I. Does anyone who actually plays the game care about the inflation rate of a football? I know that the players, the current players, have started to get sick of this story, and they've started to come out, and there was that poll last week, the survey, and they've said, ultimately a lot of us don't even care. We think most of the teams are doing something janky with the balls. What do you think's going on? Do real football players in the NFL care how much air there is in it?
I think that probably is 32 guys probably care about the air and the ball, and that's going to be those 32 quarterbacks. Other than that, I think everybody is out there playing ball, trying to get the ball into their hands. I think the whole thing about this is just having the integrity of the game. Once you lose the integrity of the game, then you lose everything. And so you just want the even playing field, everybody abide by the rules, and then let the best team win. And I think that's where you're starting to see, where the fight is. Are there teams that are doing stuff in professional sports? Absolutely. But at the end of the day, we want an even playing field and an even matchup.
All right, so we've got to determine. We're early, very, very early. I mean, we're not even at preseason game number two. But just on the surface, when you look at all the teams in the NFL, who's picked up, who's lost, where guys have gone, some of the injuries that are already starting to take an effect. If I put you on the spot right now and said, give me two NFC teams, two AFC teams that you think are at the top of the list to get back to the Super Bowl or to get into the Super Bowl, which two from each side are you taking?
Well, I think that when I look at the NFC, I definitely think when you look at what I see right now, and I see chemistry, you start to see like the Green Bay Packers. Mm. I think that they were right there. I think that's a team that is going to make some noise, and it looked like they were going to beat the Seahawks last year and kind of unwinded towards the end of the game. I think that's one. I think another surprise in the NFC is going to be the Arizona Cardinals. I think that they've done a good job of with their roster and the coaching staff and having their quarterback back. But I think you need to keep an eye on the Carolina Panthers. And the reason why is because they're kind of that underdog. They don't get a lot of national attention. But when you look at a team that is well-rounded, when I look at this offense and how the offensive line played the other day, and when I look at the receiving core and how much talent they have as far as big body receivers that can block in the run game and can have guys like Ted Ginn Jr. that's got speed to run the top off the secondary, running back, Cam Newton, top 10 defense, I think quietly they're going to sneak up on people. And when it comes December, they're going to be in position to get into the playoffs and go deep into the playoffs and really make some noise. Quietly, what I'm hearing, there's some really good chemistry here. And I think that's half the battle. When you have a team that has good chemistry, that's half the battle.
All right, AFC side, what do you think?
I think that AFC, the Colts, I think that they're going to be up there. I think that they could definitely make some noise. It depends on what happens up in New England. I think that they're always going to be in the mix when they have that coach and that quarterback playing. They find ways to to get over humps and obstacles. So I think just the history, I think that you kind of give, put them in a nod to get out there. You know, it'll be interesting to see the Miami Dolphins. I think that maybe they don't get to the Super Bowl, but I think that they're going to make some noise, and I think there's going to be some upsets there, some possible upsets. So it's going to be interesting to watch them practice in the morning and to watch the preseason game coming up. And then I'm trying to think who else is out there.
Maybe Denver or Pittsburgh. That would be my only, the only other two I would think.
You know, Denver, I think, is solid, I guess, with Peyton Manning. Obviously, they got a new coach. They've got some stuff swirling. I think on paper they look really good. I like them to be deep into the playoffs. I would probably say those would be my top couple.
All right, Mike, I want you to jump into the Wayback Machine. I know when you were playing, you'd look at this schedule and you would see the Buccaneers with Jameis Winston, and you would see the Titans with Marcus Mariota, and you'd want to drill these rookies into a crimson stain on the field. Who do you think ends up being a better NFL quarterback?
You know, I think just style-wise, I think that when you look at the history of the league, I'm going to give the edge to Winston. Mm. You know, I think he's got that size, the movability. I just think that, you know, with Lovey and some of the pieces that are there, weather-wise, and when you look at division and where you're at, I think that I would give the edge to Winston on the longevity and maybe being that more of a household name in, let's just say, 10 years.
Yeah, nice.
Well, Mike, man, we appreciate you hopping on with us, and we look forward to your coverage this weekend of the game.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, thanks a lot.